A lesser man might have felt less clever than he had a moment before. Oh, and if I can work it out, the gatekeeper said, then so can the traitor. Well, duh, I said, but he'll show up anyway. He can't afford to do anything else. And he'll come ready, the gatekeeper said. He'll choose his moment. Let him. I've got other assets. Then he did something strange. He exhaled slowly, his living eye closing. The gleaming steel eye tracked back and forth as if looking at something, though I could only tell it was moving because of the twitches of his other eyelid. A moment later, the gatekeeper opened his eye and said, "The chances that you'll survive it are minimal." "Yeah?" I asked him. I stepped around him and hopped off the dock and onto the island, immediately feeling the connection with Demon Reach as I turned to face him. "How about now?" He frowned at me and then repeated the little ritual. Then he made a choking sound. "Blood of the Prophet," he swore, opening his eyes to stare at me. You've claimed this place as a sanctum?" "Uh-huh." "How?" "I punched it in the nose, now we're friends," I said. The gatekeeper shook his head slowly. "Harry," he said, his voice weary. "Harry, you don't know what you've done." "I've given myself a fighting chance." "Yes, today," he replied. "But there is always a price for knowledge. Always." His left eyelid twitched as he spoke, making the scars that framed the steel orb quiver. "But it will be me paying the price," I said, "not everyone else." "Yes," he said quietly. We were both silent for several minutes, standing in the rain. "Been longer than 5 minutes," I said. "How do you want it to be?" The gatekeeper shook his head. "May I offer you 2 pieces of advice?" I nodded. "First," he said, "do not tap into the power of this place as well. You are years away from being able to handle such a thing without being altered by it." "I hadn't planned on touching it," I said. "Second," he said, "you must understand that regardless of the outcome of this confrontation, someone will die. Preferably, it would be the traitor. But if he is killed rather than captured, no one will be willing to accept your explanation of events, no matter how accurate it may be. Morgan will be executed. Odds are excellent that you will be as well." "I'm sure as hell not doing this for me," he nodded. "Don't suppose you'd be willing to lend a hand?" "I cannot set foot on the island," he said. "Why not?" "Because this place holds a grudge," he said. I suddenly thought of the drag, thump, limp of the island's manifest spirit. Damn. He turned to the dock behind him and flicked a hand at the air. A neat, perfectly circular portal to the Never Never appeared without a whisper or flicker of wasted power. The gatekeeper gave me a nod. "Your friends will awaken in a moment. I will do what I can to help you." "Thank you," I said. He shook his head. "Do not. It may be that true kindness would have been to kill you today." Then he stepped through the portal and was gone. It vanished an instant later. I stood there in the rain and watched the others begin to stir. Then I sighed and walked back to them to help them up and explain what was going on. We had to get moving. The day wasn't getting any younger, and there were a lot of things to do before nightfall.